Even the sports world is weighing in on the proposed tax legislation introduced in Washington. Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Beaton says the NFL is pushing back against a provision in the bill that would get rid of tax breaks for cities and states that borrow money to fund stadiums for sports teams. Andrew, what are you hearing?
Well, it's actually interesting. I mean, there's a lot to dissect in this tax bill, and a lot of it's not my purview, but it, covering the NFL, a lot of these stadiums have been financed with, at least in part, by taxpayer money, and it's really been a controversial issue for a while for lawmakers on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, about the fact that they have a tax-exempt status, that the public funding for that can be tax-exempt. So, obviously, the teams and the leagues like this because it helps get them funding for stadiums, and certain people like it because it can help bring a stadium to their town, like you're seeing with the Oakland Raiders and their move to Las Vegas. But on the other hand, a lot of people don't think that big public dollars should be going, and so this is one way to discourage it, is getting rid of this provision.
What do the experts say about whether or not NFL stadiums, for example, or sports stadiums in general, are good for cities, good for business?
Well, I mean, the NFL all said that they've looked at research and that they believe it is good for economic development to bring a team into a town. But there's also a lot of research out there that says there isn't really a financial argument for saying a city should spend hundreds of millions of dollars to fund a sports team. And so the bigger issue here isn't that this would stop public funding of sports teams, it would get rid of a federal tax exemption that they can get on the bonds to fund it. So in effect right now, when a team might fund a team moving, it has this federal tax break. So you could argue that people in Iowa are paying in effect for a stadium in Las Vegas, which is really what a lot of people don't think is fair.
Interesting, yeah. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Beaton. His piece is called NFL Lines Up Against Stadium Provision in Tax Plan. So any feel, I guess, from, I don't know, the owners or teams as to what they might do to push back on this?
Well, that question is still up in the air. I mean, you know, the NFL owners are some pretty powerful people with political connections, and it'll be interesting to see in the days to come what they do. But what's one of the interesting things about this issue is that, and I mean, it's something that some people have been pushing for a little while. It hasn't gotten done, but it has people from both sides of the aisle supporting it, and that's a rare thing these days, I guess.
Yeah. This is just kind of another feud, too, between, the White House and the NFL.
Yeah, and this one's sort of different because it's actually really specific policy thing. But yeah, this whole NFL season has been really co-opted by their feud with the White House and the feud between the owners and players over the national anthem. And this is just another instance of that, where the NFL is kind of dipping its toes into a political matter. But at least this one is like a very, it's almost a wonky policy debate. I don't think this one will result in a Twitter war. I think this one is much more policy based.
Right. Do you think, does this have any effect on what's happening with the Oakland Raiders move to Las Vegas?
Too early to tell on that, but it's definitely something to watch.
Yeah, very good. Anything else that jumped out at you think we should mention?
No, I just think the real gist here is that there's a lot in this bill, and one of them has a real impact, and not just on the NFL, but other sports leagues too. A ton of baseball stadiums have been funded this way, and so it's not just the NFL. They're just ones who have come out pretty strongly saying we oppose this and we think it's wrong.
Yeah. So some of that could be impacted going forward. It's not like the announcement was any new building or borrowing. Right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing to watch, is how this could affect stadium development down the road and everything with that, just because they've had this break that helps enable it and helps the municipalities pay for it, but that might not be the case if this bill and this provision stays in it.
Thanks, Andrew. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Beaton. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.